Box Radio.
And welcome back to Penalty Box Radio, powered by E610 Athletes. Justin Bradford, Michael Wave, producer Buck behind the glass. Welcome to the show. We've talked analytics. We've talked trade scenarios. We've talked everything. And up next, we're going to be talking college hockey. So we have Nathaniel Wilson. He's with Middle Tennessee. Nathaniel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, obviously, we love talking college hockey here on Penalty Box Radio. And especially with you guys having games coming up this weekend that people can go and experience, want to have you on to talk about just Middle Tennessee and in the hockey program down there, because it's up and coming. You guys have had a great season so far and big things happening in the future. So overall, just what's your experience been like being the leader and the captain of this hockey club as it's been developing over the past few years?
It's definitely been an experience coming here three years ago and then seeing what this team is now. Like, I just can't really put into words the growth, the commitment level, just everything we've had, you know, going into this season, because I've seen a lot of changes for the better. Like, we have a great group of volunteers, a great team players, great leadership, and great coaches as well, just all putting in a lot of effort just to make this year and the next coming years the best it can be.
Oh, absolutely. And looking at this too, Middle Tennessee, because it's not that far from Antioch, a Ford Ice Center where you guys play, sometimes you guys get a pretty good fan base out there too. So what's it like knowing that you have some rowdy fans that you can play in front of? Even if for a late night game, you guys have plenty of fans that are showing up to cheer you guys on.
It's great. It really is, because just when we get the fans out there, it makes, you know, the blood pumping a bit more, the adrenaline gets going, and we just want to put a good show out there for the fans and, you know, support them for making the, you know, a 30-minute drive that not a lot of people, you know, want to make, but we just appreciate them, you know, taking the time out of the day to come to watch us. And, you know, like, it's great whenever we get a big hit and you hear the crowd go crazy, or we score and then everyone's just on their feet. Like, it's just, it adds to the overall experience that we are lucky to have here in Tennessee, since college hockey is growing. You know, it's just awesome to see whenever we get them out there.
Again, Nathaniel Wilson is the captain of Middle Tennessee Hockey. Nathaniel, just what's the backstory for you? How did you get involved in hockey? How did you start playing to help lead you to where you are right now?
So I'm originally from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I grew up playing inline hockey for a long time, and I didn't start playing ice hockey until about eighth grade. And so there's no ice rink in Bowling Green, so I had to travel up to Owensboro, Kentucky, which is about an hour north, and I ended up playing for a high school up there. And during that time, during the summer, I would come play Nashville, because it's also just an hour away from Bowling Green. And my senior year, we ended up winning state, and then Jason Rocker, our coach, ended up coming to one of our games in Nashville and talked to me a little bit, recruited me, and, you know, it was the best decision for me to come to MTSU.
And you mentioned how, you know, incredible the growth has been for college hockey and kind of non-professional hockey here in Middle Tennessee. Where do you think that, you know, it can go? What would you like to see out of the kind of the Middle Tennessee hockey? How would you like to see it keep growing in the next few years?
I think soon I would like to see, like, a consistent fan base of, like, over a couple hundred people showing up to every game. Us maybe potentially getting, you know, something the larger schools have, like team buses or just a lot of the nicer things. And this is a long shot, but if we could get this program and hockey big enough in Murfreesboro, even getting a rink there and maybe getting, like, our own locker room in Murfreesboro, because if we could have our own rink here in town, that would just flourish this team so much, being able to practice so often and just being here and just, like, being able to advertise to these students that, hey, come to the rink on campus. That would just bring so much more people and just, it would just make the team so much popular. I can't imagine how great an experience that would be for everyone involved if we could do that.
Well, hey, that's definitely something that I want to see, Nathaniel. And what's interesting, too, is that a lot of people, I mean, we've talked about it plenty on this show, too, but, you know, Middle Tennessee, Vanderbilt, local schools, the SECHC schools, and so many of the other schools around the country are in the ACHA. So it's club hockey, it's not varsity hockey, but it's competitive. There's travel involved. There's so much that's involved. What is that balance like for you as a student athlete to know that you have hockey, you have practices, but you also have class, you have to maintain certain grades, you have to do all this stuff? What's that balance like for you each week?
So, like, I personally try to treat it as if I'm in, like, an NCAA, like, Division One program. Mm-hmm. So, like, every day I do my workouts. Every day I have my certain study time, eat well, do everything they would normally do because I want to put the best output I can for this team and for my studies as well. And a lot of the guys and girls on the team, we all put in that effort. So, I mean, we treat this program as if it is a top-notch program because that's what we want it to be and that's what we want to lead it for these, you know, 7th and 8th graders that may potentially come into this program the next 5 years. But I love it. I love having that balance in between because, you know, you're only in college once. So to be able to take advantage and really, you know, go into what this is, which is college hockey, you know, it's just great. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
That's awesome. That's what I love seeing, not just as your future commissioner, but as a lover of hockey here in Middle Tennessee, as well. I love seeing programs that want to keep taking that next level, that next step, too. And it's obvious that Middle Tennessee is doing that just in terms of having volunteers and having people that are managing social media and managing all these different things, because it's been that experience, too, that what we're seeing is it's not just preparing, you know, on the ice, but it's preparing so many different students for life after hockey or after college as well with these experiences. So that's one of those things too, is what is your plan? What are you wanting to accomplish and do once you leave Middle Tennessee State?
Well, I want to leave this program the best it can, whether that be leave this team with a lot of money so they can use it to however they want, to get multiple ice times a week, to get like an awesome like third or fourth jersey option, get them like nice sand, just anything. Just leave them with a lot of money so they can, you know, sit comfortably as the transition comes over with new officers. But for personally after, it's just, I just want to, you know, do whatever like God has set for me, whether that be, you know, to pursue hockey or if it's to pursue like coaching or something with my major in like animation or computer science. I have a lot of different options, so I'm really just listening to him to see what he has for me, and I'm just excited to be in this journey where I am right now.
Oh, that's great, and love that your journey is taking that direction. So let's get to know Nathaniel a little bit more before we have to let you go. So are there any certain types of songs that you listen to in the locker room to get you pumped up, or is there a resident DJ in your locker room? How does the team get ready, and how do you get ready for each game?
So we do have a giant boombox, and I honestly don't know whose it is. And the music kind of gets—it's a lot of old school rap, I feel like, and it's sometimes a song I've never heard of in my life. Everyone else knows what they are. So, you know, personally, sometimes when I listen to music, it's either kind of like low key classical, just to kind of get me in that calm setting, in a way, or maybe some just like really, really intense like rap music, or if I'm feeling maybe like some worship music.
All right.
It depends on what like gives me calm and just ready and focused.
Maybe classical to rap to worship music. That is the classic hockey player taste of music right there, man. So do you have any favorite pregame meals? Is there anything that you – how superstitious are you in terms of your game days? Do you have to eat the same thing, wear the same thing? How does that work for you?
Well, with my nutrition, I basically eat the same thing every day. Like for dinner, it's always chicken and rice.
All right.
Vegetables, protein yogurt with the fruit every single day. But for game days, I always put my left shin guard on and then my right one, left skate, right skate. Always take off my shoulder pads, knee pads in between intermission. Wait to put those on until the very last second. Not really much. I do have little pumps on the side of my skates. I'd always do that 27 times total.
Oh, wow.
So I either do 14 on the left, 13 on the other side, or either or. It just depends.
All right.
Yeah, a little different.
Oh, no. Hey, that's why we ask, because we want to know. But Nathaniel, we appreciate your time, man, and I can't wait to be out there to catch the game on Friday night, and can't wait for you guys to join the SEC-HC. Really, really excited about having Middle Tennessee in the conference next year.
Yeah, I'm bummed. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, folks. That's Nathaniel Wilson. He is the captain of Middle Tennessee State University Hockey. They have games this weekend at Ford Ice Center. February 22nd at 10 p.m., and then senior night is February 23rd at 9:30 p.m., and hey, the Preds play early on Saturday. They play 4:30, so there's you don't have an excuse. Go out there, support Middle Tennessee hockey at Fordyce Center, 9:30 p.m. this Saturday for senior night. It's going to be a big night there, so big thanks to Nathaniel for joining us. He's the captain of Middle Tennessee. So up next, we're going to bring back a fun segment. It's